The next speaker is Rudolf Schrind from Basel. Thank you very much indeed. Excuse
me. Yeah, okay, thank you. Good afternoon. we like to present you a method which, in fact, was searched for a long time. How can you detect dust and perhaps even scratches on black and white material? Now, the problem is, in fact, well known. Everybody who is doing or was doing classical photography, you have the photographic material which is not very stable. It decomposes, it bleaches with time. The black and white material, the finely distributed silver, may oxidize. The base itself, which is mostly cellulose acetate or nitrate, degrades. And when you have movie films, especially, you have wear and abrasion, and this produces dust and scratches. Now, the problem of this project we want to show you is to investigate a solution for one particular problem, the removal of dust or the detection of dust, and if perhaps even scratches on any kind of scanned, transparent photographic material, film, still photographs, black and white and color, by detection of dust through a new optical scanning method using a polarized dark field. Now, what are you doing in the digital movie or the movie industry if you have to remove dust and scratches? Now, the dust and scratches were a trouble as well in classical as in digital photography and, of course, movie film. And everybody who was making photographs in a dark room knows you have to fight against the dust, and the modern digital cameras have now built in mechanisms like vibrating or shaking the sensor to remove the dust. There are different methods, especially for the movie industry. You have the chemical and mechanical removal, that is the quite old. You have in the newer one the digital image processing, or you have what is called perhaps today computational photography. Now, the chemical and the mechanical dust and scratch removal is well known. There are different methods. You have pressurized air combined with electrostatic discharging, or you have dust removal rollers with a sticky surface. This is the low-budget method, and the efficiency is not very high, especially when dirt is sticking in the emulsion of the film base. The chemical cleaning methods comprises immersing the film into a cleaning solvent that mostly halogenated hydrocarbon, as is mentioned here, 3-bromo-111, 3-fluoropropan, and so on. Now, this is the most efficient method of cleaning a film, and it has the big advantage if you not only clean, if you copy the film in immersion, you have the liquid which eliminates the scratches. This is so-called wet gate. The liquid having a refractive index close to that of the film base, and this fills the scratches, and you don't see it any longer. This is a method. Mechanical and chemical cleaning is done since years in photography and movie film printing. Of course, the main advantage is of this chemical method is that these chemicals are environmentally and even toxicologically hazardous, which makes movie restoration by this method relatively expensive. Now, with the upcoming of the digital image processing by scanning films, the restoration is very often and is still the inevitable step for the preservation. And before, this was done by photochemical methods, as we have seen, and since several years, with the strong spreading of digital imaging technologies, digital methods for restoration are replacing analog techniques. Digital technologies are often able to remove dirt and scratches, repair tears, and restore color that cannot be handled by the traditional hands-on process. Now, there was quite a lot of research in the last years about the digital movie restoration, and it's only to mention some of the, it's absolutely not all, of one of these projects, Aurora, or Brava, Presto, Presto Space. And you can buy today also quite different software already finished, which you use in the movie restoration, Frame, Diamant, Retouch, and so on and so on. Now our lab has done also, since years, digital image processing and restoration. And our first project, this was the reconstruction of faded color. It began really first with photographs and movie films. You see that is more than 20 years old. And perhaps in about 15, 16 years, we did also some research projects, more about digital restoration of movie films and also a new scanning approach to motion picture. Not only to show you what happens if color photographs are fading, I have to say this is a really old research, it's more than 20 years, and also this type of slide. Your color film has three layers with the three colors, yellow, magenta and cyan. These are color dyes, and these dyes are not very stable, and they are destroyed by light and by moisture, and mostly, which is known from the Eastman material, it's the cyan dye which fades away, and the image gets redder and redder. And the method of digital restoration is you had once an original by aging, temperature, moisture, and getting red, and there is no means of chemical restoration to go back. What you are doing, you scan it, and now you have to apply a model. The best is some kind of chemical model which describes the bleaching process. It's a chemical process, and you make by a computer edited reconstruction, you calculate back how it could be before bleaching, and what you get is a digitally reconstructed version. It's a simulation as if you had scanned the original. Then you go back on the new slide, and you hope, of course, it's the same as the original. That was this method, and you can do this. These are stills from on aquacolor material in the 40s, or here Bluebird, also an aquacolor film, some examples. But of course, very often these old materials look like this. You have a lot of dirt, and even scratches, and this you have also to eliminate. And if you are doing this by digital image processing, these are these works we have done in the 90s. Interesting is have algorithms without human interaction, and what are you doing? In fact, you are scanning the image, and you compare with the image before and after. You need the temporal information, and then you can eliminate the dust, for example, like this. And this may, for example, looks like this. This was for 60s, a Swiss film about it's a film in the ski paradise in the Alps, and here you have a really nice strong dust. You have to restore it color, and then you can eliminate more or less completely by this digital image processing these methods. Now, since several years, you use a method which we call, or is called in photography, computational photography. That is the removal by a second scanning that you scan also in the infrared. This is known as infrared cleaning, and this can be used. You scan a film, red, green, blue, and also in the infrared. And in the infrared channel, the color dyes, the colorants in a color film are more or less mostly transparent to infrared radiation. It doesn't matter what you see. And so you see only what has not to be on the film. You see the scratches and you see the dust. These techniques, which came out perhaps nearly 20 years before, is known, for example, Kodak, this is the digital eyes, or Canon has its FLIR, and a lot of scanners today for photography or for movie film are equipped with this method. And how it works, to show this shortly, this is a scanned color negative, and here the infrared channel, you see clearly the dust, and if you enhance it only for visibility, you see that very faintly, of course, you see the original image, but the dust is extremely strong. And combining these two images, you can eliminate, you see here, for example, the scratches or the dust, and you have a dust-free image. Well, this would be very nice for black and white. And if you go from a black and white film and you go in such a scanner, you have first the visible channel, and if you, unfortunately, the beamer is a bit contrasty here, and if you look at the infrared channel, you see no difference. Black and white film, the silver is absorbing extremely strongly also infrared, and if you try to apply this method, you only get very strange effects, which perhaps interesting of an artistic point of view, but you can do nothing. By the way, it's quite interesting only to show you a recent application of this computational photography. A normal photographic camera has an infrared blocking filter, as the silicium sensors are very sensitive in the infrared here, that you have red, green, blue. Without this sensor, you also would record the infrared information. And if you are doing a scanner or an image sensor with this bicolor filter array, and you would replace, for example, one of the green by an infrared filter, you can combine the visible with the infrared channel, and this may, for example, give this. This is the typical color image, the infrared image, which enhances strongly the contrast, and you can combine this in the camera, for example, the normal image, and you apply corrections automatically to make a better looking image by the infrared channel. And what is interesting, you can use this in portrait, you see here the impurities of the skin on the infrared channel. You don't have this, you make an automatic retouching. This could be very interesting more in the television. You don't have to mask people or something. You can suppress this. So only to show what means computational photography is the combination of image processing and special sensor equipment to doing this together. Now, can we detect dust and scratches also on black and white film? We have seen the ear cleaning method, which is very wonderful, doesn't work. But from the field of scientific photography or from microscopy, there is known a lot of different other techniques to making images. For example, in scientific photography or microscopy, you have a lot of different illuminations. You have dark field, reflected light, oblique, bright field, annular or directional. And of course, you can also use polarized light, which is also used if it is linear or circular. So what does this mean? A normal negative like this in the normal transmitted light, what would it be if you make a dark field illumination? Now, a dark field means you have your film, you have here your dust particle, and the light goes here under an angle of about 45, and the idea is you see now the diffracted light at the dust particle, but you have also the diffraction, the scattering at the fine-grained silver, perhaps you don't see it, and if you make this, you see here the dust particles comes out, but unfortunately the silver also is scattering, you see it too. It's not really a very good separation of these two. Light from up, a dark field epi-illumination. You see, here's the light source, here you look. This gives nothing. Then you see everything, even such things you don't see on a normally scanned. It's too sensitive. But when we apply together polarized illumination, and the technique of using polarized illumination, that means you shine on your object with polarized light. This and you have a polarizing filter on the camera, so-called double polarized illumination. This is known since long time and as eventic photography, especially in the case of reproduction in art history, that's the elimination of gloss and reflections. In dermatology, the skin photography, and of course in microscopy, e.g. the whole metallurgical microscopy, and I show you one example, this is a bug, and you go with the light here, with polarized light, and you look at the result also with a polarizer, but now in cross position, that means the reflections do not go through, and you see the difference is astonishing. On normal light, it's green, it's a color which is comes up by interference effects, and if you have double polarization, suddenly you only see that it's red, and these are the dyes, the real dyes in this Cetonia bug, and the other are colors which are from interference effects. So the idea is we combine now these methods. That means we make our image, and here is the D-day from up here. Now the dark field, the normal dark field, you see quite strongly also the diffraction of the silver, but you see also here now the dust particles, and now you illuminate by polarizing, and suddenly you see here it's black, and you only see the dust particles, and a bit overexposed, you have the dust particles, and you don't see any longer the silver, the scattering, and the idea is that the dust particle seems to depolarize the light, and that the scattered image on the silver doesn't. That means you have a dark field illumination here, you have a filter, for example, linearly polarized vertically, you go on the light, and now it scatters, and the scattering on the fine-grained silver is the same, so you can block it out with a cross, and the larger dust particle or whatever the mechanism is does depolarize, and you see it by this method. Now I have to show. Then what rests is to remove. See here the image, and then how it is removed once again. Here, dust particles are negative. Here they are, and you remove them, and the removal, of course, I have to admit, in this special case, is done by very simple. It's clearly simple. We applied a strong median and applied it only where we had a dust particle. But this can you do also on still images, not only on images on moving images. Well, this is a project which is in the phase of beginning. And these are more or less the first experiments. And of course, you have a lot to do. Now, in the next 3 years, there are several aspects to investigate. You have to look, for example, the different optical effects. How is the dependence of the polarizing angle, the dependence of the lighting angle? Is there perhaps a wavelength dependence? what means different illuminations, geometries, the visibility of dust versus scratches. We have to see for different emulsions. This is one. Is there a difference between coarse-grained, fine-grained emulsions? Then, of course, you want to understand what happens really. So you have to apply a theory. Of course, scattering phenomena are well known in all fields of astronomy, chemistry. There is a lot of theory, and there are also so-called method computer simulations. Discrete dipole approximation for scattering calculations, where you can simulate to see what really happens. Perhaps you can also have birefringence on the dust, and perhaps even trying to apply this to still and moving images. And of course, you need also, even if you detect, how to get rid of. So you need analysis of existing image restoration, how you can try this with in-painting, thresholding, combining several images together. So the research you have to do, in fact, is quite a long. Well, I was asked, I'd say, do you would patent this method? I would say if this was found 20 years before, it would be interesting. Today, it's more of academic interest because in photography, nobody is photographing with black and white film, so you don't need it there any longer. And also the movie industry is perhaps a much too restricted market for such an application. But it's interesting that there seems to be a method also to detect dust on black and white film. So thank you very much. And if you have any questions or remarks, I would appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you. Record time. I've actually got a question, just to start the thing going. The current additional price on a scanner for digital ice adds about 35,000 euros. Would this system operate? Could this system be used on color?
Oh, of course. It's even simpler because you don't have scattering. The scattering on the chromogenic material is not zero, but is compared to silver nearly non-existent. Of course, you can also use this on.
In that case, I suggest you patent it.
You could also, and you can also use it on color, of course, because we didn't investigate. It seems to be evident.
Any questions? I think you must have all gone to sleep. No. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Right, could I have the next speakers, please?